It's the 26th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Armistice and Remembrance Day events will return to normal next month across Bedfordshire, with members of the public able to participate and pay their respects. Locally, Bedford Borough Council and other partners, including the British chapter of the Royal British Legion, will be the main organisers of the memorial observances. On the morning of the 11th of November, Armistice Day, a two-minute moment of silence will be held at Riverside Square, followed on Remembrance Day, the 14th of November, with an 11 a.m. wreath-laying ceremony at the Embankment War Memorial. To support the Poppy Pill, run by the British Legion, visit the Poppy Shop at 20 Harper Street, open from the 28th of October until the 13th of November. Plans for the lead-up to Christmas are taking place between Bedford Borough Council and Bedford Bid. Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson stated, "After last Christmas, we can get some great outdoor events happening in the town centre in the run-up to Christmas." There have been 630 incidences of untreated sewage released into Bedfordshire's rivers. Andrew Sellis and Nadine Dorris, Conservative MPs for South West and Mid Bedfordshire respectively, both voted against measures that would prevent water companies from releasing raw sewage into the rivers. Recent government environmental data reveals that, last year, the River Great Ouse, Ivel and Kim were subjected to spillages for more than 10,000 hours. David, an 86-year-old Bedford pensioner, pushed his mobility scooter for several miles due to a tyre blowout before receiving assistance from Beds Police. Following the ordeal, he later relaxed with a cup of tea. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.